This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The Ministry of External Affairs today acknowledged several reports of severe police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several protesters have been killed and many injured. Addressing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Minister Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi continues to see a pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal described them as a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses.
A pattern of fake news and videos emanating from Pakistan. It is a desperate attempt by Pakistan to cover up its own failings and deflect attention away from its human rights abuses. There are several reports of police brutality in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in which several people have been killed. There are several more who have been injured. We hope the international community will hold Pakistan accountable for its misdeeds and its abuses.
Over 30 people have been killed and around 200 others have been injured in clashes between protesters and security forces in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Tensions in the region escalated after authorities banned the Joint Awami Action Committee, a prominent civil society alliance that has spearheaded protests over economic and political grievances in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Land Port Management System Vinimay in New Delhi to digitize and streamline cargo processing and passenger movement across India's land borders. The system is a digital platform designed to integrate operations across land ports into a unified system. It will enable secure, real-time exchange of logistics and regulatory information, bringing land ports on a par with digital systems already in place at airports and seaports. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the initiative marks a significant step towards building a modern and technology-driven border management system.
कि लैंड पोर्ट का तेजी से विकास होने के बाद
आफ्टर द रैपिड डेवलपमेंट ऑफ द लैंड पोर्ट नॉट ओनली हैज ट्रेड इंक्रीज्ड बट सिक्योरिटी हैज आल्सो बीन इंश्योर्ड इट हैज हेल्प ट्रांसफॉर्म इलीगल ट्रेड इनटू लेजिटिमेट ट्रेड इन द विजन ऑफ ऑल राउंड डेवलपमेंट ऑफ बॉर्डर एरियाज वेयर माइग्रेशन वॉज द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम द लैंड पोर्ट्स हैव मेड अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन इन एड्रेसिंग दिस एज वेल
लैंड पोर्ट ने बहुत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान दिया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation this afternoon with the Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabha. The two leaders exchanged views on the evolving security situation in West Asia. Prime Minister expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and reaffirmed India's strong condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He reiterated the call for de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of peace and stability. The central government has given financial support of approximately 1.23 lakh crores rupees to the oil marketing companies to support the consumer from the burden of rising crude oil price. According to the government sources, the financial support has been provided to OMCs is for the initial 78 days of the West Asia conflict. This financial support includes the excise duty cut. Government has proposed an interim budget allocation of 95,692 crore rupees to the states and union territories to ensure a smooth transition from MNREGA to Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, VBG Ramji. The act will come into force across the country with effect from 1st of next month. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this in a media briefing after holding a virtual meeting with the rural development ministers of the states and UTs in New Delhi. He said that the government has asked states and union territories to make necessary preparations ahead of the implementation of the act. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.5% up today, snapping two-day losing streak. The Sensex rose 395 points to close at 73,919, while the Nifty jumped 119 points to settle at 23,242. And that is the end of this news bulletin.